Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 15 of Picks from Obvious Bozos. I'm Drew. Joining me, as always, is Zach. Zach, how are you feeling right now? We're recording right now on Sunday night, which was after the big victory. A historic victory, actually, where the Knicks take a 3-1 lead. They demolish Philly's home court advantage, and they're going back to New York. How you feeling about that?
No, I love recording this pod, and I always feel great coming on here. But I think now this is the greatest I've ever felt when we've hit record, and this level of dopamine and all the other chemicals in our bodies. We felt playoff games before, but none of them like this. And this was an instant classic, if you will.
Oh, definitely. So we decided to get some takes before the game, and then we got takes after the game. So the whole point of this episode that we're doing is we're going to see how some takes aged, and then what the result of the game created, then what takes came out of it. So we're basically just focusing on takes that came in today, Saturday and Sunday. That's pretty much it. Unfortunately, if you got older takes, sorry, maybe we'll get to them at another time. But before we get into our show, we need to mention our sponsor, the great, the magnificent Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds in just about every sport out there. Head to the website today and or use your mobile device. Just use your cell phone to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. And again, this is primarily a Patreon podcast. So that us here at the Strickland, we have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/ the Strickland, you sign up, throw all the different tiers. The $6 tier will get you the full episode of this episode, Friday episodes of Pod Strickland with Schwinn and Prez. $9 tier gets you our NFL podcast. The draft apparently happened, so you should definitely, if you want to hear all our draft takes, get that in the $9 tier. You'll also get exclusive articles from Matthew Miranda. He's been recapping, doing an amazing job recapping, so definitely check that out. Don't forget, we have an Instagram. Definitely go, and that's at the strict, go at the strict.land as well. We'll have a TikTok until the government decides to officially shut down TikTok, but we are there as well. We're also on Elon Musk's X, unfortunately, but that's where we are. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media platforms until our government, our proud United States red, white, and blue government decides to make sure those commies, right? Those commies are not spying on our citizens. So do all that. Make sure. So again, go to patreon.com/Strickland. You get to hear the whole thing. So are you ready for some of our early takes that we got before and to see how they've aged?
I've been taking a peek and I'm very excited. So
our first take that we got before when I set the call out for like we want takes before the game. Our beloved Jerry Garcia has Knicks by 12. He got the win right, but he was unfortunately 7 points off, if I did my math correctly, but the Knicks did miss a bunch of free throws, so it could have been 12 for all I know. But
good take. I like where the heart was at. You know, I like the feeling, the gut feeling, but it wasn't by 12. So,
but no, that was good though. So shout out to our beloved Jerry Garcia, 7 points off, but good job. Mikey Cook 7 has Knicks should sign Matt Rempe just for tomorrow's game. Do you know who this person is?
I know exactly who Matt Rempe is.
And Matt Rempe is that?
Is a rookie for our New York Rangers that you root for, right? You do now because Matt Rempe is a rookie a rookie phenom for the Rangers who is known for his I don't want to say fighting, but you know he likes to get involved. He likes to get in the mix. He likes to hit people. You know, he may have more minutes in the penalty box than on the ice. That was a stat at one point in time. I'm not sure if that still. I don't think that still holds. But that was a thing for a big part of the season. And it wasn't only Mikey Cooks who was saying that the Knicks should sign Rempe for the day, because that was a big thing I saw online. You know, would have been a great fit. You know, he would have done the job for us, and I think he would have been a valued add to the roster, but couldn't get it done. So,
fortunately for us and our sanity, we didn't need a basically like a goon, right? The hockey goon to come in.
Well, he's good, not just a goon. So,
oh, he's actually good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Okay, so again, so we saw game 4. Fortunately, we didn't need to do that. There were some shenanigans, not a lot, but some. But not like it was in game 3, which was a complete. We shouldn't even get into it. I'm not getting into it.
I think it was great. Like the whole site or most of the site kind of just like took off. We were like, nope, no pods. We're not writing about this game. Like this is just we're waiting till game 4, and I'm glad we did. So
no, I mean you had to like what like game. Yeah, no, we're not doing it. we're not doing it. Deuter had him. Home seed enjoyer has a Nick will get ejected from the game for something less than what Embiid got away with. Deuter, didn't happen.
Terrible take.
Absolutely terrible take.
The Knicks are a class act organization. This doesn't happen. We don't get ejected for things. There's never even a close call because we're just
no. We're not. We're not
play the game the right way.
We're not grabbing ankles, throwing elbows. We're not diving over players on the floor to draw fouls. Like that's we are ethical hoopers here. We draw fouls the right way, the ethical way. That's how it is. We don't stoop low to whatever the Sixers, you know, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, Nick Nurse shenanigans. We don't subscribe to that. And honestly, like I do feel like it does feel better. Right? I do think there's an interesting thing is what if the Knicks had a player like that? Would we be defending them? I don't know. I would like to say we wouldn't, but it's tough.
I think we would. I think we quietly would. Not even quietly. We loudly would.
It would be interesting to see. I don't ever want to be put in that position though.
Because can we go back in history? Are there anybody we can point to that was like known to kind of mix it up that we defended? Like I wasn't. You would know better than me.
I mean my memory shot. So
yeah, and there's never been a player at like Embiid's caliber. Also, so it doesn't that's
right. So thing. I can't even think of any like. We were in one of our channels. I was like, every what's it called? Like viewing party that we've had. I was like, we've always lost when I showed up, and Shawn was like, no, you fucking idiot. We won one of them, and I was like, oh, oops, like my memory shot. So if you're asking
Schwinn is like an encyclopedia with the old game. So he'll be like, oh yeah, like April 2013, of course. Yeah.
Like yeah. So if someone's like wants to bring this up to Schwinn and ask in a podcast, right? Like, was there like a Knicks guy? I guess it would be like would it be like Oakley? I don't know. Like I wasn't watching. Like I wasn't
yeah, watching. I wasn't watching. I don't know. I just hear stories about him. That's it.
Oh, we have a take from you. Ho ho, this one. This is from our beloved Zach. Game 4 will be Jalen Brunson's best game of the series in a Knicks classic win. Might not score 39, but he'll lead us to a win. technically you were right. He did not score 39. He scored 47. Breaking Bernard King's record. Like, it is, how fitting was that to have like Brunson beautiful. As like the guy? It's wonderful.
Yeah. I wish I just shut up. Like, I wish I just didn't add that second sentence, because I was so spot on with the first half where I said game four will be his best game of the series and the classic Knicks win.
But
I could have just stopped there. I could have just stopped there.
On a technicality of the English language, you are correct. He might not score 39. He didn't. He didn't score 39.
But yeah, if you want to get technical, sure. But I said that my brain and my heart were located in a place.
You were thinking like 35 or something.
No, I was thinking like 29. Like, I was thinking the Sixers were just going to go like throw everything at him and like change up their scheme and just like, all right, we're shutting this guy down and like beat us Dante or beat us Josh Hart or beat us like whoever else. We had OG. And that didn't happen. I mean, like, it kind of did, but like, you can't stop this guy. Like, no matter what you throw at him, like, it didn't feel like that much of a different defensive scheme to me.
So they didn't really do that. So they really looked the takeout. They kind of respected Josh Hart, which was kind of interesting.
They did. I mean, they had to. Like, he had been
in this game, right? Like, they had to do that. Dante has been actually just been terrible. Like, he's just been terrible these games outside of the shot, right? He really hasn't been.
The two third quarter threes today were massive. But that was kind of
it. Like, overall, like, he's had his moments. I don't think overall he's played well, but like,
yeah, it's fine. I mean,
I think the Sixers kind of I'm not saying they let Jalen Brunson get off, you know, like get into a rhythm or everything, because that's easier. That's not it does like an injustice to the Brunson, but the Sixers were not doing the same type of stuff they were doing, and I don't think that was a smart.
He was kind of getting every switch he wanted. He wasn't getting like double team off the ball or anything. And I thought kind of just had his way. So, and it didn't seem to change late in the game either. There were still possessions like in the fourth when he would isolate on Embiid, and like they just were like, okay, let's see what happens. And
that
didn't work out. So,
listen, it was an interesting strategy. I wouldn't have done that, just given that also like Josh Hart wasn't doing anything, Dante DiVincenzo wasn't doing anything. Isaiah Hartenstein was in foul trouble. Bojan is injured, right?
Bojan was there for a minute, and like that was it.
He was there for a minute. They just had Deuce. Deuce was great, and OG was great. Yeah. But like, the Knicks didn't really have anyone else going. And yeah, it was crazy.
Well, if you want to go back to like this tape, the reason I said this in the beginning is I just felt like the first two games obviously weren't his best. And the third game where he had scored 39, it didn't feel like one of those like, oh wow, Jalen just carried us games. Like, it was one of those games where you look up and you're like, oh, he's 39. It didn't feel like he was playing very well. And you know, it was
the defense was terrible.
Exactly.
In game three. But then there is also, again, like all the shenanigans. So I think we were to expect something like
my heart was like, we're due for an actual classic. Like, we are due for a real great Brunson game. And I don't know. I was listening to this like Monica McNutt, Jalen Brunson thing that they put out in the Knicks YouTube a few weeks ago. And he had talked about, he was like, oh, I love playing on the road. All my best games in my career come on the road. Mm-hmm. And I thought about like the San Antonio 61 point game was in San Antonio, the Phoenix game where he scored 50 something. I think it was just 50. And like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. He has a lot of huge games on the road, a couple huge games on the road with Dallas. And I was like, yeah, this is the one where he's just going to put a chance to go up 3-1. Like, you don't want to go back to New York 2-2. That would be really bad.
Yeah, no, and you did not want that. So
this was the highest 3-1. Stakes they were. And he always elevates his game when the stakes are higher. So,
yeah, this really, I mean, it's both a must win for both teams. But like, it really was like these type of games where it's like 2-1 on the road, you're trying to break home court advantage. It's a must win.
Yeah.
You have to win this game to solidify it. It would have been a lot nicer if we got the sweep, which,
you know what,
should have happened. But you know what? It's going to be, I think, over the course of hopefully how this is going to play out. We'll see how things play out. But if the Knicks pull this out, right, and beat the Sixers, knowing that the Sixers literally just to get one win, they needed to injure everyone. It's like that. Yeah, so.
Can I mention a silver lining before you say, like, you'd rather have a sweep? Obviously, I'd rather have a sweep. It looks better in the history books, and we get an extra couple days off. But having a chance to clinch a game five at the Garden.
It will be.
And then, like, the city will burn down outside. I mean, like, I think we were kind of robbed of it last year because we clinched game five in Cleveland last year, which, I mean, it was still crazy. Like, I think I was at a watch party or something, but we actually haven't had a series clinching win at the Garden in 10 years, 12 years.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't know. So it's definitely been a long time.
I'm sure like side talk will be out there and everybody will be out there and it'll be a huge social moment. And I will be there. I will absolutely be there on game five. I'll probably watch a bar on like 33rd or something, but that's going to be crazy. So that's my silver lining. That's why I'm okay not getting without getting the sweep.
That's fair. No, that's totally fair. And I want that moment for everyone in New York. Like I want that moment for everyone. Mimi 8376 has Brunson will play well, but Josh Hart will once again be the hero of the game. It's not.
He was a hero.
He was a hero. He wasn't the hero. He was a hero. Just I'm gonna give Josh Hart's stat line because it's
an all-timer. An all-timer.
It's very funny. So he's 0-for-7 from the field. He missed 4 free throws. Like he was 4-for-8. Like god awful. But he had 17 rebounds. 5 of them were offensive. 5 assists, 3 blocks, 5 turnovers. And he was so much, and he was doing all this with 5 fouls, too. It's kind of crazy to be like someone who only scored, 4 points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 points.
Most impactful, zero field goal performance I've ever witnessed.
Yeah, it was I haven't, watched Dennis Rodman, but it's one of those Rodman-esque things where you're just he's just grabbing all the rebounds, he's just passing it out and just doing insane shit. That's what he was doing. And yeah, he wasn't the hero. He definitely was a hero. And Josh Hart, it's one of those where you don't need to shoot well to play well. He was great.
Can I read you a quote from his post-game interview?
Go for it.
He said he was asked about Jaylen's performance, and he said, we needed it because his starting small forward or power forward or whatever the hell I am, ain't make a shot. And I was like Shaq at the free throw line, so we needed it.
He's right.
He did. Yep, and he jabbed Shaq. And people in the replies were talking about how that was a dig at Shaq because Shaq was trolling us on NBA on TNT. But I don't read into it that deep, so sure.
I don't care enough. Right, especially we're just the TNT crew specifically is just for they're truly entertained. Like they're doing it for entertainment. If you're going there and being like, I want the hard hitting analysis from Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaq, you're in the wrong spot. You're there just for them, that's all it is. So Vivek has Knicks will get their revenge. Toughness is the 76ers kryptonite. We can win without Mitch. Vivek.
Better take than me. Way more spot on than I was. Because
you know what? That is exactly what happened in that fourth quarter where the Knicks could not fight. They couldn't get a bucket. They had to lead. They really needed a bucket and they weren't getting it. But they out-toughed the Sixers. They were getting offensive rebounds, multiple second chances, third chances. I think there was a fourth chance at one point. They just played physical defense down the stretch. Precious was unbelievable. Right. And it's just they just out toughed the Sixers and that's their kryptonite. They're soft. Soft team.
Toughness is their kryptonite is the best way to say they're soft. That's so funny.
What?
Saying toughness is their kryptonite is just a better way of saying they're soft. It's so funny.
They're soft. They need to injure people. Their idea of physicality and toughness is dirty play, right? Is actively looking to injure people, and when they're not doing that, they can't do it. They folded in the as the game went on. They were turning the ball over. They just folded. They're just soft. That's it. Soft. This one also I think came before the game results. So Jake shared a tweet from apparently this Aiden Laporta 69. It's
like a random Sixers guy.
Yeah. So he's making tons of appearances in this episode.
Is he? Oh, again, I didn't even see that.
Yeah. He's making tons of appearances. Again, I don't know who this guy is, nor do I care. But he goes, the Sixers road to the conference finals is really looking like the Knicks and Pacers. It doesn't get easier than that. Oof.
Well,
Aiden, that's a bozo take.
He was right about the Pacers part, but
potentially we'll yeah. see how we'll see how that series goes. I mean, Giannis isn't playing, so like, well, we're assuming it's yeah. going to be the Pacers, but that's looking like a Bozo take, man. That's not aging well.
Getting a little ahead of himself.
So, and that's pretty much it in terms of like everything that came before the game. And that is where we're gonna put an end, and everything else is gonna be on Patreon at this point. Again, if you want to hear all the takes that came after this game and all of the miscellaneous takes as well that we enjoy discussing, go to patreon.com/thestrickland, subscribe to the $6 tier, and you can hear the whole thing, and we'll see you on the other side.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.